have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
For the count, you feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, no more inner light. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win. Overcame more than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, God, yes, you are indeed a winner. Praise the Lord. Once again, it's Thursday, and we're thankful. This is Loretta Petit of the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. This is where Girl Chat takes place. And this is where we drop those positive vibes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. So if you tuned in on today, I want to thank you, I do want to invite you to check out our prayer call every Monday night. The prayer call every Monday night. The number to reach that prayer call, I hope you got some pens, paper handy. I'll mention it again. It's 302-202-1119. The code is 781-350. And that's every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central Time. And it takes about 30 minutes to get through all of the different components of our prayer call. Of course, we have different segments, and they all flow. All right, so you're invited to come by. I just want you to know that, because sometimes you get on the call and you feel like it's just, you know, blah, 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 and you just feel like, okay, I'm sitting here all this time. But no, you have an opportunity to interact at different points in our prayer call. So the different components go through, and it takes about 30 minutes, all right? So come join us, 302-202-1119. The code is 781-350. It is the Inspirational Connection Prayer Call, the official prayer line of the Coffee Sisterhood Network and Elation Magazine. I want to give a shout out to my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, and the founder of Elation, the Elation family, Elation Magazine, Elation Radio. Hats off to you, woman of God. Keep on keeping on. And once again, I forgot the other platform that we're on. Shame on me. Why do I keep forgetting that? But in any way, you know, I'll have it in just a minute. But I just want to invite you to join us on Monday nights, and let's just keep the fellowship moving. All right? Just keep the fellowship moving. The other thing I want to say to you is, remember that we're all being stretched or even stressed in different ways in this season. Some of you are still working. You have to cover two and three desks because your job is downsized, but you still have all these different components to your job that you have to do. You know, of course, our heart goes out to you, and we understand that these are trying times. So let's try and be patient one with another. How about that? All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you now. We give your name the glory and the honor that it deserves, oh God. For we know, Lord God, no matter where we are, how stretched or how stressed we are, you are still worthy of our praise. No matter how bereaved we are, how sick we are, you're still worthy of our praise. No matter how broke we might be, Lord, or how mentally challenged we might be, you're still worthy of the praise. So on today, we just want to give your name the glory. And we ask, oh God, that you continue to receive our gratitude. But we're so thankful, Lord. You've been so good. You've been kind. You've been marvelous. You've been all of that and then some. You have been the creme de la creme, oh God. You have been the zenith of our existence. And God, we want to say thank you today. We give your name the praise. It is in the name of Jesus. We say amen, 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 and thank God. So just so you'll know, one of my favorite words in the dictionary is soar, S-O-A-R, a four-letter word. Soar, it's a word that I look to when I feel like I'm down the bottom of a barrel. I feel like I'm down the bottom of a barrel. I look at the word soar, and I'm like, okay, hold up. Wait a minute. I have to get up in order to go up. So soar is one of my favorite words. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about today specifically, not indirectly always. But soar, that's one of my favorite words in the dictionary. And I use that word soar, and I make little different acronyms for soar. You can try it. It's a fun little activity. And, you know, find out what soar can mean to you. Today, however, I'm going back to a seminar that I did some time back. It was a seminar on healing. And it was when I was doing the Loretta Petit Power Seminars. Helping You Soar in the Spirit is what we titled it. And it's been some years now, but the word is still potent, and it still does the work. Okay? So if you'd like to reach out to me, by the way, you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I would love to, of course, correspond with you. I have a lot of material that I have saved through the years, and sometimes I have returned to it to become more like a foundation for a word that I'm preaching or a session that I'm teaching. But I wanted to pull this one back today to talk to you about healing. And I want to offer you these steps to keep you on track for your healing. Many of us need healing and don't realize we need healing. Some of us, it may be physical, we might not know. Some of us, it may be spiritual, we might not know. Some of us, it's just so totally emotional. People think you've got to know, but they don't know. And sometimes it's mental and people don't know. But we need healing. So in this period of time that we've got, I'm going to share with you some of the things that we taught in that seminar. And hopefully and prayerfully, they will be helpful to you. We started out with Romans 8 and 11. It says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. When we talk about healing, we're talking about repairing something that has been broken or something that has been torn or something that has morphed into something else and it has caused a weakness of some kind. It may even be causing a devastation of some kind. And we need to be healed. We need those fibers to come back together the way God intended. We need, you know, those situations to get back on track the way God intended. So first thing I want to say, it is of utmost importance that we make God's word the final authority in our lives. We've got to make God's word the final authority. It is not about the herbs we can pull. No, it is not about the unleavened this or the unleavened that we can, you know, put into our diets. Okay, God, of course, we do recognize and honor the unleavened bread. There was purpose for that. God taught a lot of lessons from that. But we want to understand that the principle of God's word, God's word's illustrations, figuratively speaking and literally speaking, God's word must be the final authority in our lives. And our faith has got to hold on to something. Our faith cannot just hold on to nothing. It's always going to be something bigger than you. And there are a lot of things that people are trying to conjure up, create, build up. Even in the Bible, they say we're building up things and calling those things gods. The scripture does ask the question, though, how can you build something and consider that a god? It doesn't breathe. It doesn't move. How can you consider that a god? That's where lunacy sets in with some people. They don't understand that. Your God, the people, is the creator of this world. Embrace that. It is not morphing from monkeys into humans. It is not a Big Bang theory just out of nowhere. A serene, quiet, darkened place was just going to erupt suddenly. No. So in our finite minds, we could really go bananas trying to figure out God's beginnings. So we're not going to even deal with that. As a little girl, I tried that several times, and it had me, like, freaking out. I couldn't figure it out. So as an adult, I recognize that God put limitations on us as individuals, as human beings. We have to understand, based on how God has allowed us to learn, we look for a beginning and an end in a linear fashion. That is not by God's design how things actually came into play, but because we're finite and we're limited, that's the only way we can think. That's the only way that we can think. We can never find out the depths of God. We cannot find out the width of God. God is God. He was, he is, and he forever shall be. So, having said that, let's make God's word our final authority in our lives. We must become convinced in our hearts, knowing clearly from the scriptures that healing is a purchased possession just for me and for you. We have to make up our minds that we will not settle for anything less. I'm going to give you a few scriptures. Write those down. Check them out. 1 Corinthians 2 and 12. In the seminar, of course, I expounded on these. Romans 4, verses 20 through 22, and Galatians 3, verse 13. God must be our all in all. And our healing was purchased, and purchased at a high price. Because Jesus was, he was lashed, he was whipped, he was spat on, he had a thorny crown crushed into his flesh, and he bled. But by his stripes, hallelujah, we reach up and grab that healing, reach up and grab it in the spirit. The second thing I want to say, to receive your healing by faith and prayer before God, we must remember that it is expedient for us as believers to be in constant contact with Father God. Now, it's not a situation where we throw out, we just spew it out of our mouth, all the things that we complain about, all the things we want. No, but it is a meditative state that we must get in so that we can hear the voice of God speaking back to us. A conversation is not just one person talking like I'm talking to you. We call it conversation, but actually a real conversation is being able to hear back from you. When you email me, or if you get on the phone and you call me and you're sharing your point of view or your position on a thing or your perspective, then we're really conversing. But when we talk to God, we have to, you know, grab that meditation and meditate on those things that correspond from the Word of God to what we're dealing with. And the Word of God speaks for God. But many times, God finds favor, and we get to hear his audible voice, or we get an unction. So other than that, his word is the final authority. So we receive our healing by faith and prayer before the Lord, settle it before the Lord, and write down the date. This is very important. You need to know for certain when you received your healing. By doing so, it will aid in abolishing doubt and unbelief. Like, for instance, say it wasn't the healing. Say you're saying, God, you know, I've worked really hard. I've tried to, you know, get the things I needed. And I'm believing you today for an automobile. I'm believing you. I can't see my way to it. I can't see in my finances a way to it, but I'm believing you for it. And so you pray and you believe God. And God knows your situation is dire. God knows your situation is so difficult to get through. And so God decides he is going to bless you with that vehicle. And you write down that date that you asked him for that, and you write down that date that he gave that to you. And every time a situation of doubt comes up, you go back to that piece of paper, and you say, wow, I asked God for this. Fictitiously speaking, May 13th and December 29th, again, fictitiously speaking, God gave me that. So you look at the fact that you asked and that you received. So when people come talking in your ear about the name of Jesus doesn't work, they didn't have J's back in that day, or they come in and tell you, oh, yeah, Jesus did live, but he was just a prophet like all the other prophets. They come telling you stuff like you just keep on giving your money to that church, and you just keep on believing all that, you know, and you just believe in this and believe in that and nothing, and you still, you know, in a hard place, you pull out your little paper and you say, I asked God for this on this day, and God delivered this to me on this day. That's all I need to know, that God hears me, that God cares about my situation in such a fashion. He gave me what I asked for because he knew I was in a very, very dire situation, a hard place. So that helps to strengthen your faith. Not that God's going to, you know, do an Oprah, you get a car. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is for your healing, you could say, God, you know, the doctor told me I'm going to have surgery if my hand doesn't heal. You say, God, I need you to heal my hand. You write down the date that you ask God for that. And then when you get to the place where the doctor says your hand has healed, we don't have to do surgery. It wasn't looking good. It looks like you were going to have that surgery. But now your hand is totally healed. You write down that date that you realize you're healing. And let that be your basis for always remembering that God does come through. Now, if he doesn't come through, remember the three Hebrew boys. They said, God can deliver us, but if he chooses not to, he is still able. Have that kind of faith, all right? So we want to abolish doubt and unbelief, because when we're looking for healing, we don't need doubt to be nowhere around us. If there are people that's talking negativity and, you know, they're talking about there is no God or that God doesn't do this and doesn't do that, you don't need them around you when you believe in God for your healing. Steer clear of those people while you believe in God for your healing, because what you need is people that's going to keep on pumping faith into you, keep on reminding you that you've got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You've got to trust his word. Amen. That's what you need. If the devil tells you that you're not going to get healed, just tell him he is too late. You've already received your healing because you wrote it down, what you asked God for, and then God turned around and gave it to you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And that's the reason to rejoice and a reason to celebrate. Jesus' broken body was bruised for our healing. Let us please remember that. The third thing I want to say is that it's good to read through all of the healing scriptures of the Word of God. You know, you don't know what they are. It's okay. None of us know the whole Bible verbatim by heart. That's why we have to keep it ever before us. But, you know, go to Google or your Bible app, and you pull up those healing scriptures. And you start reading those scriptures out loud to your atmosphere. And you start putting your name, interject your name in those healing scriptures. Certain selected scriptures, you may feel Holy Spirit is right there with you, pushing you, egging you on, saying, yes, stand on those. And those are the ones you want to continue to reverberate in your atmosphere. And, you know, as you read through some of these scriptures, you will commit some to memory. So just remember, it is important that you speak life. And you speak in scriptures. When you speak in the Word of God, you're speaking what? Life. You're speaking life when you speak the Word of God. So speak those scriptures out loud. Hebrews 11 and 1. Hebrews 4 and 12. Ephesians 6, 17. Remember to speak and stand on and claim your healing. Amen. The fourth thing I want to say to you is daily read out loud your healing scriptures. It's good to know them and to repeat them on Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night. But on Thursday, why don't you find one and read that healing scripture out? Mm-hmm. Again, insert your name where applicable. Make them personal. Meditate on that scripture or those scriptures. Ponder them. Chew on truth, the truth of this word. Remember, the word of God is his personal love letter to us. Remember that. The word of God is his personal love letter to you. And do this several times a day if it takes that to build up your faith for your healing. Amen, amen, amen. And then the fifth thing I want to say to you is review and claim your scriptures every time doubt comes into your mind. I don't care who you are, you know, and I'm not saying it to be ugly or nasty. It's just a figure of speech. I do care. But it doesn't matter your title or your rank, you know, from a child that has the understanding of right from wrong, to an archbishop or to the Pope. There's going to be a time when doubt is going to come into your ear because that's the devil's job. He has no respect of persons in the way that he's coming at us. Now, some people will get rid of him immediately. Some people are going to let him in a little bit, and some people are going to let him just say everything he has to say, and they're going to start feeling some kind of way about it. Some even going to believe it, unfortunately. But listen, review and claim your scriptures every time doubt comes into your mind. We are not delivered from the presence of sin. That's how I know that doubt comes into all of our spaces. Doubt is going to show up. one thing you can be sure of. We always said it was one thing we could always be sure of, and that will be change. Yes, change is going to happen. We can be sure of that. The other thing we can be sure of is that the devil is going to come knocking at your door some kind of way to try and make you turn away from God, God's will, and God's way. We can be sure of that. But the most important thing that we can be sure of, I'm saying it thirdly, but it is actually the last being first, and that is that God is God in the midst of whatever we're going through. He is still God, and he loves his children. So review and claim your scriptures every time doubt comes into your mind. Speak out your faith declarations. Make some declarations and write them down. And I know one that we generally quote, I am the head, not the tail, above only, not beneath. Yes, but also, you know, I am healed. Make that declaration, I am healed by Jesus' stripes, okay? And so you write down your faith declarations and you speak those, whatever you feel doubt is trying to creep up on you. And always know a scripture on healing, you know. Find that scripture on healing. And always have one in your back pocket for when the enemy comes knocking. So we understand that God's word is here to help us make it through. Do the reverse of Mark 4:15 and steal the devil's word immediately and replace it with the word of God. Your precious promises, 2 Peter 1:1-4. Remember, the devil is after your faith, and he wants you to believe in his ability to rise above God's ability. He wants you to believe in his ability to defeat the word of God in your life. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for that lie, and don't fall for that liar. Final thing I'm going to say today is this. 6 and 7 are my final two thoughts. Speak blessings over your body and speak in line with the word of God regarding your situation. Don't focus on and speak the problem. We do that a lot. Oh, I got a headache, man. This headache is killing me. Oh, my back is hurting. Oh, my God, I'm just hurting and hurting. We already know the problem. You already know the problem. If nobody else knows the problem, you and God know the problem. Focus on speaking life into their situation, blessings over your situation. Focus on speaking the answer. God is healing my headache even as I speak. Oh, God is straightening up my body, even at my back, even as I speak. Your words are powerful. Mark 11:23-24. We do not deny that sickness or disease is present. However, we deny it the right to stay. Keep that in mind. And final point, make praise and worship an everyday part of your life, rejoicing at the promises and for your life in Christ. He truly deserves our adoration. Let's rejoice in his promises, his precious promises, because he's a promise keeper. So rejoice. He is our everything, and he wants to be our everything if we just let him. He has given us the victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Write it down. 1 John 5:4. Praise and worship will help all of us to be victorious and to be victory-minded. Keep that in mind. You are just the right candidate for a God kind of healing. So I've given you these steps. I pray that you practice some of this and that I know through faith it will work for you, because according to your faith, be it done unto you. That's word. That's real. You can rely on it. So work hard to maintain your faith. That's the main thing, because God responds to our faith. Hey, thank you for tuning in on today. Hey, happy Black History Month. Happy Black History Month to you. And remember to tell stories, tell your young people around you about our history. It's so very important that we do that. May we always remember that. So I hope that you've been helped in a special way today. I'm rooting for you. The heavens are rooting for you. And, you know, just pronounce it over yourself. I am healed. As I leave, remember, I rise, I rise, I rise. The late Maya Angelou, she has so many great quotes. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. So when the doubt of darkness come up on you, bring in the light and that is Jesus' word. May God bless you. May God keep you. This is my prayer. Welcome to February. Happy birthday to all of you celebrating. And this has been another installment. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. On this thankful Thursday, the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I'm a winner, and I believe you are too. Bye-bye.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. That you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Yeah,
you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh, you can make it. Yes, you can.
Nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Uh-oh.
Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Uh-oh.
Let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Uh-oh.
Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Uh-oh.
Let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Uh-oh.
Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.